is the answer earlier, that you are able to settle your mind, that's really good as well. How did you do it? And someone in the audience answered, I just try to concentrate and focus my mind.
Not easy. It's not for me, huh? So, you know,
so it shows that you have great root to be able to settle your mind, to know that you should try to focus your mind before listening to Dharma talk. It's really good and not easy. And as for those of you who have been coming to the center for many, many years, take a look at these people who are new to the center. They're already knowing how to calm their mind, settle their mind. And you should also do the same with your own mind. And do not lag behind. So we're going to try to pick up from last week's talk, but it's actually not quite so easy. Trying to figure out where to begin and where to pick up the thread, because previously Master Guo Xiang was here, and she also taught the Six Patriarch Sutra, and she said she had covered the first chapter pretty well. And so she recommended that I should start from chapter 2. But we took a quick poll last week, and it showed that some of you, there are actually quite a few of you who have never heard the Six Patriarch Sutra before. So it's quite a bit of a dilemma. So it's really quite a mixed audience, and that's where challenges arise in terms of how to enter the text. So I've decided to focus, actually to start out with one of the core principle of the Six Patriarch Sutra. It has been emphasized by Shi Fu, which is the verse of no mark, toward the end of the first chapter. We'll start from there, but also we won't be able to cover everything in depth because it's quite long, and we'll selectively talk about the verse of no mark, and then hopefully we will be able to segue into chapter 2.
我先调查一下这个国强老师讲无相颂的时候都有听的请举手。
How many of you here have heard Master Guo Xiang's interpretation, commentary on the verse of no mark? Can you please raise your hand?
<笑><笑>你听过没有几首？<笑>你这也听的哈，你像什么听的？思维说没有听的，他摇头嘞。思维说没有听的。 所以大概月经要补上，你月经有相中？你在聊吗？相中，你应该听，你已经听过。
国民法师 just picking on people to ascertain whether they have heard it or not。
没关系的，你们听过可以再听一遍的。而且我只是可能就是带过，是这个刚刚讲说，其实这一章里面的很重要的这个，可以说是根本的中心思想。
So it's okay if you have heard it in the past, because it's the most core, the core of the Six Patriarch Sutra, so it doesn't hurt to hear it multiple times.
其实佛法呢，是佛法一直走不停的，就是因为我们的劣根性，我们要不断的熏，再熏，再熏，所以佛法同样的那个经文呢，不断的在听，可能不同的角度的切入。
Actually, when you listen to Dharma talks, Buddha Dharma is worth repeated listening. And because we have all sorts of past karmic tendencies, so we need to listen to the same principles over and over again, interpreted via different perspectives to help us understand better. So repeated listening is actually good for us.
这谈经的根本思想呢，我们大家应该也知道，从前面的故事都知道，根本思想是来自于跟《金刚经》没有关系的，就是相通于《金刚经》的原教义。
The fundamental principle in philosophy in the Six Patriarch Sutra is similar to the Diamond Sutra。
那《金刚经》的根本思想是什么？诸位，你们？我们以前古建法师讲过《金刚经》，好像有哦，在这边讲过《金刚经》。那请问你们这些常常听经的，《金刚经》的根本是讲什么？讲无相的道理。
So let me ask you, what is the core thought, core thinking of the Diamond Sutra? For those of you who have heard it in the past, what is it?
那就是空的
，emptiness。
那空的这个它的表现方法呢，就是无相。
Then the manifestation of this emptiness is the concept of no one, no form.
因此，我们中国人都要从智慧的角度呢来看那个来看这个佛教，一些不能够离开，不能没有《金刚经》。
For those of us, the Chinese Buddhists, the Diamond Sutra is very, very important.
那如果从修正的这个角度立场来看呢，我也不能够离开《坛经》，就是依《坛经》的这个道理，《坛经》来依据《坛经》来印证，然后修正它的功夫。
And from the perspective of cultivation, practice, and seeking affirmation of your own attainment.We should also not depart from the Six Patriarch Sutra.
所以《坛经》里面呢，这边每一章呢都会有一些偈颂啊，它都会讲不是无相颂，就是六祖在讲说我此无相颂，所以每一段基本上都是每一章有偈颂都是无相颂。
And so in the Six Patriarch Platform Sutra, at the end of each chapter, there will tend to be some verses, and there are all.The verse of no mark, no form, it acts as a summary for the chapter.
这么多的无相颂里面呢，可能这应该是这一章的无相颂，最多且最重要，可以说是《坛经》的一种精华。
Among all these different versions of verse of no mark, the one in chapter one is perhaps the most important. It's the essence of the six.So in this chapter, the verse contains 15 sub-verses, and within each sub-verse, there are four lines.
后面还有那个整本的经文，没有办法吗？ 后面的，后面可以大概可以，大概中国人在一起做，再两个翻一本，那上面不是吗？放上面的，用左右后边吗？右边吗？你发吗？我记得15本。嗯，你们现在只有给我两个哈，给的是第二张呢。就整本的15本面拿出来了。上，还有谁？这对，这给他大概我们中国人，然后中国是2个翻一本，看一下就好了。这边真的可以发一下。老中两个人可以比一下，因为只是今天带过而已。这边，那边全本，哇，他这边，也可以，应该在一起的，哎，这两个翻一本。
他是西方人，他没办法看的。他没办法看，因为西方人不在English speakers，we don't have chapter one。啊，有二十三页，23页，page 23。啊？
我知道上礼拜有来，我就前面的西方人。
The person sitting behind you is actually complimenting of you of how hardworking you were last week that you were taking lots of notes.
终于不知道专门注意别人了，自己专注注意自己一下，多注意一下自己。
As for the observer, I recommend that you pay a little bit more attention to your mind.
很热心啊，这个很愿意心无杂心啊，但是有时候忘记自己了，忘记自己了，我成精。The observer was actually quite enthusiastic
and outreaching toward other people, and that's one way of practice where you forget oneself. And this forgetting of oneself can be interpreted on two different levels.
其实不是只有菩萨一个人哦，我们禅宗是有很多类似这样的菩萨。Actually,
you're not the only one. There are many people like that, even just in the Chan Center.
那这讲这样讲过的，我们其实很多众生呢，常常都是心就向外缘啊，不是向外缘，注意到，其实这样扩展到我们，其实不是只有在家人，老师也是一样。Actually,
most sentient beings, not just lay people, even practitioners and sangha, many masters are like that as well, where we focus our attention externally instead of inward.
如果你再讲，因为讲到又耽误时间，讲不完。没错，我们要讲无相送来。It's
very interesting, but we can't get into it much more because otherwise we're going to get sidetracked again. We have to come back to chapter one's verse of no mark.
嗯，现在讲到第一个颂，第一首颂呢，它四句的：疏通即心通，如日处虚空，回传见性法，出世不惑邪中。
So the first four lines goes like this. With speech and mind both understood, like the sun whose place is in space, just spread the seeing the nature way, appear in the world to destroy false doctrines.
这个四句呢，可以说是佛出世呢，说法呢，最重要的这个他的目的，或者是说他的宗旨啊。
These four lines point out the objective of the Buddha as he started expounding on Buddha Dharma. That's the goal, so to speak, of his teaching.
这样的说法呢，我们可以把它归类成两个大方向啊。
Uh, the Buddha's teaching can be categorized into two broad categories.
第一个呢，就是理论。 那就是这个认识，还有就是说这个知识这方面。The first
category is more related to theories or knowledge, trying to tap into people's understanding of principles.
那佛律弟子就把归纳为就是属于教理教义的部分。
So those have been called the principle, the teaching.
教育呢，毕竟就是说哈，这个讲老师讲说的，所以叫说这部分。就讲解嘛，就是用嘴巴讲，就是讲说的部分，不是说通解心通，而是说的部分。So
those are considered as the speech part of the teaching.
那另外一部分呢，就是一种体验，新的体验的部分，或者是说，实际上的受用，那我们跟他出去，这个是一种教法。The
second category has to do with your actual experience and attainment. It's also related to methods.
这个当然就是属于新体验，就是用新去体验。
This experience is related to your mind because you can only experience something through your mind. So it's called the mind teaching in comparison to the speech teaching.
通就是通达。
And being understood means something can be understood.
所以说通呢，应该就是说对教理呢，佛法教义呢，教理呢，能够通达。So
it means that someone is able to understand both the speech and the mind portions of the teaching.
心通呢，就是你的体验对佛法的道理呢，能够真的能够自己能够通达，用心去体验，去充分的这个受用。
So to have the actual experience means that your mind is actually able to understand Buddha Dharma.
所以这刚刚讲过，这部禅经呢，可以说这根本思想是《金刚经》，但是呢，这个受用解经呢，其实它知道，认解经是出我们中国禅宗的初祖，发摩祖师他根本的这个，他最它的。 根本的这个宗教里面的那一部分最重要的论解经，论解经。论解经的英文，跟那个不一样，不一样。
So the Gandhara Sutra served as the essence of the six patriarch five home sutra, but
受通解性中，这个文字啊，是来自于《楞严经》。But
this first verse about speech and mind both being understood is actually related to another sutra that is that was expounded by
哎，对，初祖他的。That
was expounded by the first patriarch Bodhidharma. And for the name of the sutra, I have to look it up. I don't know it, but I'll look it up.
这句话是来自《楞严经》的，这句话是通解性中的《楞严经》。So
this first verse came from that sutra, spoken by the first patriarch.
一开始呢，就是禅宗呢是看《楞严经》，后来慢慢就五祖、四祖他就开始进《金刚经》哈，就这样子过来。So
initially the Chan school started out by focusing on that sutra. And gradually, as it comes to the fourth and fifth patriarch, that it gradually shift over to the Gandhara Sutra.
我们接下来讲一下这个，现在第一次达到这道理了哈。疏通解心通呢，就是其实我们另外的简单名词就是疏通是什么？解，这解的部分哈。心通呢，也就是行门，行门部分，解行，行解。
So again, speech is related to understanding the knowledge, understanding the principles, and the mind is related to the actual practice and experience.
From
another sutra, there's also another related saying that if you focus on practicing, cultivating the wisdom, and not focus on concentration, practice samadhi, then that means. That shows that it's ignorance and delusion. So if you don't cultivate wisdom, then it will lead to delusional and ignorant thoughts. But if you overemphasize on samadhi concentration, the other way, if you overemphasize on the practice of understanding and wisdom without cultivating samadhi and concentration, then We have to look it up. If you overemphasize on one, then it's delusional and ignorant, and it would overemphasize the practice of wisdom without concentration, then you will lack the anchor to focus. So if you overemphasize on one thing and forgetting the other, then your practice will not be balanced. So for some people, they like to learn about the teaching and the principles of Buddha Dharma, but not able to actually put it in practice. It's as if you're counting other people's treasure, or you're just talking about food without actually eating it. You're not able to embody and practice and use it in your everyday life.
另外一类的众生的根性呢，他就是觉得哎呀，教理上太麻烦了，而且学习这么多的经论，他直接就是修了，直接就去修了，而且还有一点点的体验，但是他没有真正知道正确的佛法的道理，他这有一点自己的体验，就是自己的心得，但是这体验呢，并不一定是跟佛法的道理相对的。
And there are also another group of people who think that it's way too troublesome to be learning about all these complicated theories and teachings. So instead, they focus on the method. And they use the method, learn about the method, and are able to gain some good experience or some kind of feedback based on this experience by using the method. But the problem is,their experience may not exactly correspond with Buddha Dharma.
而且他们这个他体验也是很浅哦，所以他们会有，还有人成为什么大师哦，而且还有很多的弟子。所以他更是可能做某某宗派，只列某某宗派，那就其实就是现在的新，师父常讲的新兴的宗教。
So, actually, for those people, some of their experience is not to be taken lightly. It can appear to be quite profound. And so these people sometimes start their own religion and they have their own followers. And that's the start of some cult or a new religion.
这就刚刚讲的偏修禅定福德不修智慧名字曰狂。
So for those who overly practice on the method without proper understanding of the teaching and Buddha Dharma, those people are labeled as being arrogant.
又讲到刚刚讲的第一个哈，那么刚好相反是什么？偏修智慧，不学禅定福德，名之曰愚，最罕见的。
And also those people who simply want to learn the teaching but not able to practice it in their everyday life, not able to apply it using the method, those people are deluded and ignorant.
好，现在那部经的这个解读，对这个对他说，黄鱼之过虽小不同，邪见轮转暗无不同，听懂吗？黄鱼，一个黄鱼嘛，之过，那其实这两个字有没有过错？都偏一边嘛。不圆对呀，不圆满，所以黄鱼之过虽小不同，轮眼的不同，对不对？不偏一边，但都有点不同。但是他们同样的呢，都是邪见，这都是在六道轮转，邪见轮转概不不同。
So people from either of these camps overemphasizing one aspect of practice over the other. Both of these.Even though the faults appear to be small on the surface, and however, they are ultimately all false thought, false views.
然后我们现在来多管闲置一下，我们来比较一下到底故事哪一个故事比较大。
So let's take a moment to think which one is even more problematic than the other one.Overly learning of wisdom, the teaching, or over practice of method.
啊，你们来一个波斯是什么？狂还是云？
狂。
好，就禅定。
他
有什么过失比较大呢？请你分析一下。
因为他，你刚刚有讲到了另一宗派啊，什么就变成外教了，对邪教了，那个会影响到很多人。
So between the two, being overly arrogant or ignorant, which one is more problematic? And Wendy Kusa said being arrogant is more problematic because for those people, you start your own religion or your own followers, and it takes people away from Buddha Dharma altogether. Any other views?
不会，不修禅定不会，这个就像 就是邪火，火邪不是那个邪火。
哦，那不要了，那不要了。所以你同意他讲吗？所以你认为是那个你比较过失还大，你过失比较大。
Someone else in the audience says the ignorant is more problematic because what to show?
就是说修智慧，修那个禅定，就像
研究精进，对，研究精进，阿布修禅定，
真的是实践，有实践过
佛学研究，
那他过失比较大。
It's an academic position as a knowledge, and you are not actually learning from the Buddha or learning to become the Buddha. So that's another kind of thought.
好，来，我们来看看大家投票一下。同意这个狂吗？同意这个狂的过失比较大，就是偏修禅定，或者不修智慧嘛，是狂嘛？对不对？房很认为房的过失比较大，请举手。
因为它会影响别人。
Yes, please. If you think it's more problematic to be arrogant, can you raise your hand?
这没拿几半手。肯定他说，肯定他比较严重过失。哦，好。那另外一个人，认为这个你这个修就是就偏修这个经教，偏的研究经教，不修禅定的。这种迷的故事比较大的，请举手。
If you think it's more problematic to be more ignorant and just study, overly study the teaching and not focus on practice, if that's more problematic, you raise your hand.
好，好，请放下。人数比较少了哈，不是以人数少就来做结论了，是做这样看同学，是以师傅这样做结论。师傅后来，他师傅讲，师傅讲说，其实呢。说通啊，就是研究经教，虽然他自己没办法实践实证，但是他只讲，只要他这个前提，他讲的是正确的教理，是正确的教理哈。他就好像其实，哎，我们刚刚是他的故事啊，我们说说他的故事，他故事比较不好，他应该前提这个论题要讲清找清楚，所以你看，好像在做不一样，这个是。是不是这样？师傅的意思看法是这样子。这个他虽然没办法实证，讲没这那个实践，但是他的教理是正确的，就好像鹦鹉学语一样。鹦鹉讲阿弥陀佛，阿弥陀佛，人家听的是阿弥陀佛，跟着念阿弥陀佛啊，是不是对众生也有帮助？对他自己当然是没有，他自己其实也就是他讲的，他熏习进去，虽然他做不到，可是未来是。可能未来因为他自己在思想，他自己来讲，他也会有作用。但是就是对众生来讲呢，他的应该是功过于过了，是不是这样？
According to 师父, for those people who study the proper Buddha Dharma, even though they may not have personal experience or have personal attainment, at least they have the proper view.And so whatever they speak and share with other people, it's on the right track. It's as if a parrot reciting the Amitabha's name, Amitabha, Amitabha Buddha, Amitabha Buddha. And those people who hear the recitation will naturally follow. So at least the teaching is proper and on the right track. And for that person in the future, if the condition becomes right, then he or she may...actually start to develop his own experience and understanding.
另外一种呢，他这个他是心通了，自己进去深入禅定，去体验，甚至到什么他天河通啊，到什么通啊，但是他真正的跟他没有再回头，依据经教印证，但是他所理解的这个世间宇宙的真相。但他就跟着这个收徒弟了，因为他会有种通嘛，自然能够吸引很多的众生来跟他学。那这个，但是他讲的道理呢，跟佛法是不相应的。哦，甚至就是可能，因为他有自我中心，可能就渐渐的就进入邪法邪道，所以呢，就是可以说是引狼引狼的，引狼修下面引狼引狼，佛法就跟着他，不能抓住跟着他往下走。
But for those people who focus on method and practice and actually have some sort of deep experience. But those people are not guided by proper Buddha Dharma. And because they have this experience, it may appear that they have gained all the spiritual power of ability to understand, to read other people's mind or to know past lives. Because of these extraordinary powers, then they attract followers. But what happens is, because their understanding does not correspond with proper Buddha Dharma, it's as if a blind person is leading a group of blind people. You are leading other people astray and bringing a whole group of people downward with you.
大家知道吗？这个旁边是不好，对对对的。所以想有不同的，还是这个对众生来讲呢，还是有大家还是要注意这个道理，有差别的。
So do you now understand the difference between being arrogant and delusional, ignorant? Even those two are a little bit different, and they have different impact on sentient
beings.所以如果说通，当然是非常的很好，对教理的通达，最好这样，从此呢也自己要去实证、去体验，但是这佛法佛出世这种怀，我要从这如果说通即心通呢？ 才能够如日处虚空。
So even though it's good to understand speech, but it would be even better to also understand the mind, to have the actual practice corresponding with your understanding. And if you're able to attain both, that is the original objective, original goal of the Buddha, as he teaches, spread the Dharma. And it would be just like the sun, whose place is in the middle of the space, if you are able to reach both understanding.
日处虚空呢，这个太阳这样在西方里面片照，太阳呢就有这种普照片照这种功能，可以说是比喻一种大智慧，这个大智慧出现。So
the sun being in the right in the middle of the space, it's a symbolic metaphor for great wisdom.
在虚空里呢，在这表示比喻，就是一种它的智慧呢是没有障碍，或者我们都有障碍，我们都有本具的智慧，但是都没办法呈现，是有障碍。So
the sun being in the space shows that there's no obstacle whatsoever for the wisdom. And as for all of us, we're all born with this wisdom, but however, we have all sorts of obstacles.
没有障碍呢，比喻就是如果得到大自在、大解脱。
If we are able to break free from these obstacles, then we will be able to reach ultimate liberation.
大自在呢，可以平等，其实就是一种，能够任运自然的，依据大智慧的呈现，大慈悲的力量来度化众生。
To be without obstacles and to reach such great liberation, you will be able to conduct yourself without any obstructions and apply the wisdom to help all sentient beings.
所以这两句大同通了吗？通了没有？通了。So
have you understood these?
了解了。通了很多层面，层层。 很多层次哈，我们就了解，希望就是我们看看自己呢。一开始的修行，我们是偏一边的。我们希望很喜欢听很多道理，听佛法。只要讲到地方有开讲，那这个有些不少会进入出现。你也看到他在场上，但是在禅堂里面就看不到他了。那禅堂包括念佛堂也是哈，就是修定，就是这种是。
其实是真正就是自己用方法调节心呢，这样才能够这样因缘，它就会出现。So you say you understand, but there are different levels of understanding. And actually, using these verses, we can examine ourselves and see whichever ways that we're leaning toward, whether we're leaning more toward teaching, the theories, or the actual practice. For example, there are many people who like to attend Dharma talks, and they will go to all different places to listen to different teachings. But when it comes to sitting in a chan hall or a Bodhisattva and Buddha's name comes to the practice of samadhi and concentration, then you don't see them anymore. So that is leaning to one direction. And for those people, after they have heard some teachings, they start to share it with other people. But that doesn't necessarily mean that they have proper understanding of the teaching. That's because without truly breaking away from our own vexations and habitual patterns, we cannot claim to be fully understand, who have fully understood the teaching.
第一还要这个勤能勤能要跟着自己常常的修习修怎么能够修心自心的状态呢这样心能够沉淀才能够理解到我们所听的教理的道理我们越能够越深入越了解呢更深入你的内心呢慢慢你就能够自己从慢慢调理自己的身心
So even understand after understanding basic teachings, we should also try to practice and use different methods to calm the mind and set up the mind.
这个话我们听了很多呢，就是变成一种知识了。为什么？这个知识它不像认识，知识呢是我们身心很受用的，变成学跟世间的学跟知识一样的。
Otherwise, if you only focus on listening to teachings without combining and fusing it with your daily practice, then it merely is a sort of knowledge, intellectual knowledge, where it will not help you in daily life.
真正的佛法是这样讲的，要调节我们的心，让我们心能够静静渐渐的升华、净化。那所以它但放着心呢，它太抽象。 我们众生是第一要是我们众生的根性你要有形有相才能得到度化所以佛方便说
Shri Buddha Dharma is targeted to help us improve our mind and to liberate our mind but then because speaking of the mind it's quite abstract so it's difficult sometimes for people to understand that's why the Buddha came up with all these different methods and different sorts of teachings to help us understand.
所以后面是下半颂，这两句叫唯传见性法，出世破邪宗，是普出世的本怀。
And so because of that, just following the next two verses, just spread seeing the nature way, that's why the Buddha appeared in the world to destroy false doctrines.
先这样了解吗？你说的哪一些？好，我们看见什么性？为传见性法，见其实我们应该不知道见佛性哦，见佛性，见佛性。这个佛性呢，其实就是我们的大菩提心。这样见性。
So seeing the nature way, is talking about seeing our own Buddha nature and our self nature.
佛性跟大菩提心，它是这个佛性讲佛性呢，其实在静态来讲，佛性呢，静态来讲，就是说，在一切时空里面呢，它是普遍都存在的，所谓的净空遍法界，一切的时空，我们的佛性都存在的，那我们沦入何方？
So when we speak of Buddha nature, or the Bodhi mind, it's all pervasive at all places. No matter where you are, the Buddha nature is with you at all times.
当然，大菩提心是讲动，相对它是动态。菩提心，但是它是动态，是无处不现身，无处不自在。
And as for the Bodhi mind, it's speaking of the Buddha mind in a more active mode. And again, it's also pervasive and existing in all places.
佛性加上菩提心呢，其实就是佛法，佛的出世的本怀。
The combination of the Buddha nature and the Bodhi mind is precisely the Buddha Dharma, and that is also the objective of Buddha's teaching.
佛法呢是佛讲的，那主要是讲他成佛的道理还有方法。
The Buddha Dharma was spoken by the Buddha, and he basically taught about the method of himself becoming the Buddha, as well as the principles and the principles.
道理，成佛的道理是讲些什么？
So what is it? What is the principle of attaining Buddhahood?
太多了嘛，八万四千法，那这么多道理呢？我简单告诉我们，这《金刚经》的要你刚刚讲，大家知道，诸法是空相，诸法皆空。只是一切法呢，其实一切现象都是暂时的，只有空性，它没有它没有自信。一切都是暂时的在这个因缘所生法。
So what is the principle of attaining Buddhahood? There are way too many of them, 84,000 Dharma doors actually. But based on the Dharma Sutra, it has re-emphasized that it's based on emptiness, that
一切都是空性，
一切都是没有固定的，它都是因缘永恒存在的。
Everything is
impermanent.
So there's only the empty self nature. There's no intrinsic existence.
听得懂吗？佛法最重要的根本的道理，就是讲空性，就是讲诸法皆空，跟最是心经呢。这心经是基础之法，佛法精华是从仅仅一开平时说的。
So the ultimate essence of Buddha Dharma is talking about all dharmas and all phenomena is empty. It's impermanent. It doesn't have its intrinsic nature.
然后再讲，修行，刚刚讲方法哈，不是道理，没有方法，就是方法。我们佛门一个名相叫法门。
So that is the essential understanding, essential principle of Buddha Dharma.And as to the method of achieving this understanding, there are many different dharma doors or different methods to reach it.
菩萨修学的是弘誓愿，哪一个好？哪一个法门？无量誓愿学，第三个是什么愿呢？法门是修一切法门。
There's bodhisattvas, great bodhisattvas, or we often recite the four great vows.And of the third vow that talks about there are unlimited Dharma doors, Dharma approaches that we wish to master. And this is talking about the ways of reaching the understanding.
So this is 渐进法哈，从渐进法可以说这个渐呢，你看只是不一定是说，就是你的第实证、实践、实证、实践跟前面讲过一样，实践、实证，也就是这种佛性。
So this, the way of seeing the nature is a method for us to firsthandly experience the Buddha nature.
这个是六祖呢，基本上我看后面呢常常讲这个无实法门呢，其实他在讲授呢，就是讲这个渐进法、无实法门，这个第四、第几页哈，我这边是支持你无实法门从上以来，其实你不念为中无相为体的平等。那其实就最主要就是渐进法呢，就是无念无相无住，它同样的道理哈，都同样的道理。这三个其实内容是相同的。这以后有因缘会讲的，来第几章？定慧一点里面的地方，无念无相无住，无念无相无住。这三个名词虽然不同呢，其内容是一样的。
So later on in chapter 2, the sixth patriarch will continue to talk about no thought, no attachment, and no form. And again, that's related to this verse of no mark.
所以他听到第三句都知道了哈，佛出世就是出世破邪中。如果我们能够说通即心通。 那有这大智慧啊，大智慧呢，老师他佛出世呢，传这个见性法，那这样子呢，就是出世的普贤中，用大智慧、大慈悲来度化众生。
So, the Buddha had taught the Buddha Dharma and talked about the speech and the mind, and through his doctrines, he will be able to destroy false teaching.
出世过程中还是解释，还是需要解释一下。出世呢，可以养成的解释呢，应该就是不受，大家一定了解出世的意思嘛，不是离开这世间，躲到深山野外去，高等高山，应该要是远离人间哦，自己去修行，这样叫出世，这是错误的，不是这样叫出世。
So, the last line, appear in the world to destroy false doctrine. We need to explain this a little bit as well. Appear in the world, or in the Chinese version, the character is actually existing in the world, exiting the world. It doesn't mean that you should go hide out in the mountains or in the woods to practice Buddha Dharma. That's not what it's talking about.
它是呢，基本上呢，就是超越这个世间。还是在这个世间呢，超越，按照什么超越法，不受世间的烦恼所束缚，所以叫超越世间。
It's actually teaching us how to transcend the world. It doesn't mean leaving the world, but transcend the world by still interacting and living our daily lives here, but not be trapped by our various vexations.
所以真正修行呢，并不是说是真的搬到家里大大小小让我们很烦恼啊，多大的这些都不要，你就躲到寺里头去，那剃头出家，这样子就是这样子修行，这样子出世吗？当然错误。
So do not think that cultivation is to that you necessarily have to leave home, hide out in the temple, renounce your family.If you think that's cultivation, then you're greatly mistaken.
但是真正你要讲修呢，想要出世呢，不需要离开你的家，不需要离开你的环境，你就是转你的心境，佛法之见，观念来看现在呢，但是要佛愿化红莲啊，把烦恼转成菩提，这也是出世。
So the true way of transcending the world, it doesn't mean that you have to leave home. Actually, you need to change your mentality, turn it. In that way, you will be able to attain liberation and to turn the flames of vexations into blooming lotuses. This is
一层
啊，
刚刚讲
的
是一层的意思。另外一层呢，就是真的是讲佛了，慢慢的大菩萨。出现这个世间，化度无量的迷痴的众生，那是另外一层的意义的出世。
So that's one level of explanation for this phrase, transcending the world. But another level of interpretation is talking about all the great bodhisattvas and buddhas coming to the world and to give Buddha Dharma to destroy false teachings.
啊，要懂吗？把我们两学中，学中，这个你们这么听了这么多的这个大妈套啊，你们知道什么是邪吗
？So let's talk about false doctrine. You have heard so much Dharma talks already. But do you know what is false and what is true?
来，我们互动一下。来，你们听得这么邪，就先讲真的，是那么邪是什么呢？
不合三法
印，什么
三法印？不合法印。
我讲了，归纳一点。
Do you know what is false？
归纳一点，基本上你的正见
讲的空门，
我们讲中道，我们讲中道行哈。一般众生呢，容易落入什么偏一边？偏一边，基本上我们只讲邪见，邪见最基本的，就是偏一边跟一个常见，另外一个是什么断见。一般经教，常都是讲到邪呢，基本上是讲邪，就是不，他所谓邪不是一定不是邪魔鬼怪啊，大家知道，不是一阵风狂风吹过来，哦，妖魔鬼怪出现了，那个头很大，眼睛像什么豹，像车轮那么大，后身都很长，然后把 哦，为什么血盆大口不是这样叫血哈？
So people want to hear several different answers, and Bashi asked to condense it to one point. And so when we talk about faults, we're not talking about like demons or evil, that kind of things. That's not what we're talking about. Usually, in people's way of understanding the world, they tend to fall into two extremes. One extreme is believing existence and everything is permanent, and the other extreme is nihilism. And whereas the proper dharma should be in the middle.
好，常见里面的这条归纳比较小，什么是常见？
So what is this essential belief or this belief of permanent?
就是一个我们就变成那种心态。那个一样东西的现象有没有在变？都没存在的，那存在。
这个例如什么？
一个最常见的一个。
好像就是一个什么东西，这个一个人譬如说其他外其他宗教的思想，说一个什么我不在，不念不变，永远都是这样的，我们不讲哦，别那样，会。
So on one extreme is believing that things never changes, or at least there's some sort of external entity that will stay permanent and will not change at all for eternity.
请他从这里不要讲话，另外一个人，另外一层是这样常见的，就是说，灵魂不灭。
Or another interpretation of this existential and the belief of permanence is thinking that the soul, we have this soul that never changes. That's also one extreme way of thinking.
他当然也知道我们这肉体会死，会败坏，会腐朽。但是我这个肉身能坏掉吗？像我这个灵魂还是不灭，我下次再去投生。而且他真是这常见之后，永远是走在这个人生，好像永远都是这个我身为人呢，下辈子再回来还是人，反正就是不断好像更换这个房子一样，换个房子，房子坏了再换一个房子这样子。
So it's obviously easy for people to see that the physical body doesn't stay permanent; it changes and it decays. However, for people that hold the belief of permanence on one extreme is that they think the soul will never change. So once the body is gone, then there's reincarnation, and you take this soul and reincarnate into a different body. And they also tend to believe that you will also become reincarnate into human bodies. So it's as if you're changing from one house to the next. Life after life, but the soul, you have the same soul at all for the whole time.
这派对人还讲，他就是人，今生怎么人，下辈子还是人，一直就是人。
So they believe that life after life, you will continue to reincarnate and be a human being.
这个佛法讲，他这是邪见。
That's false. It's a false understanding.
那你们刚经接触的，刚听听到第一次听到这道理，想说哦，那这样子，灵魂，我们讲说灵魂不灭是邪见，那是灵魂灭了是正见呢？
So for those of you who are learning Buddha Dharma for the first time or pretty new to it, does it mean if you're hearing this now, we're saying that there's not a permanent on changing soul?Then perhaps you're not questioning. If that's the case, then doesn't mean that So doesn't mean that the proper view should be that that there will be no souls or the soul will extinct, will disappear after each life. Is that then a proper thought?
那这样想法也是错哈，灵魂灭了，这也是无法讲是邪见，是断见。
So on one spectrum, on one end of the spectrum, where the soul continues on forever, not changing. That is one false thought. While the other end of the spectrum, nihilism, believing that the soul ceases to exist, that's also a false thought.
这个内人呢，那个死就是死，死就是没有了，那这等邪教是什么都没有，所以这样的人直接是很可怕的邪见。他认为说，那就及时享乐，用各种不正当的手段，让自己能够得到享受用，是这个很可怕的邪见。
So for people who believe that after you die, then there's nothing else, that's actually also a very terrible mistake to think that way. Because those people then they tend to live hedonistically, just doing whatever they wishes and doesn't believe in any consequences. Those two extremes are both false.
归纳一下，其实应该是不长也不断的。
So the proper view is actually right in the middle. It's neither permanent nor it's nihilistic.
不是常常而人生的。
So we don't automatically get reborn into a human body.
你今生断落结束了，没有就是没有的，还会再来，但是这是不一定的人生再来，可能有其他的换个生命的形象再来，那是根据能力。
So after we die, we do come back, but we may come back as in a different form, depending on your karma.
除非你们真的心正，真的能够了生脱死，你就可以自己找正，这个大自在，大解脱了。Unless
you are able to reach a high level of attainment and to really reach great liberation. And to be able to leave this cyclical cycle of life and birth, birth and death. And that way you will become truly liberated from the cycle. Do you look forward to that kind of attainment to become liberated from the cycle of birth and
death?
Or perhaps some of you think that, those are just, the goal is way too far reaching. There's no way that I can ever attain that level. So let me just live day by day and not even think about this issue.
这样的情绪是什么?
Raise your hand if you are
in the same category. 那希望能够有生死的自在的呢？举手，举手一下。Raise
your hand if you want to become liberated from the cycle.
哦，我也举手，我也举手。这很重要哈，要有这个愿心啊。常常你有这样的前大前提的大方向的指导呢，那你自然就会常常鞭策你的身心，常常就让我们的烦恼呢，我们的这个习气呢，不要再加深了。
It's very important to have this aspiration, or at least to set it as a goal. It will push us to cultivate, to practice, and for us to train our mind and the body to reach this goal.
How about you? 这样法门呢，让你自己能够真念佛。为了净土，之前都可以讲到很多这个，即使。 无意是恶者是大恶人呢，但是后来遇到善知识的开解开导，就放下屠刀，就是专心就是勤念佛，最后呢，很好的。In
Buddhism, there are such dharma doors that will help you become liberated from cycle. For instance, the recitation of Buddha's name in the sutras, various sutras, it mentioned no matter. That what kind of evil deed that you have committed, if you are able to truly repent and then recite the Buddha's name faithfully, then you will be alleviated from this cycle.
我们再讲回来，这个邪呢，还有另外一个层次哈。刚才讲的邪见、那个断见、那个常见，是一般经教所讲的。另外还有另外一种，再来一个层次的邪呢，就是基本上就是。 修行人呢、啊， 他自己从他自己修行的那种，这跟前面也一直一样哈，那修行的体验，这种可以是这样从这种，或者是跟其他的异类众生的那种相应呢，他以为自己修行的成就，发现自己是什么什么再来，什么菩萨，那什么佛再来。
So let's get back to the definition of false doctrine. So that was one level where we talked about the two extremes of believing in existence, permanent existence, versus believing in nihilism, which both are false understandings. Another level of interpretation for false doctrine is, we have talked about this earlier, people who are able to attain some sort of experience, or they may actually have the ability to interact with sentient beings in different realms. And so they are led to falsely believe that they have some sort of special power, where they claim to be the reincarnate of some great beings and leading people astray. That's also a kind of false doctrine. So for those people who, based on their personal attainment and experience, they start to criticize and deny proper Buddha Dharma. That's a kind of false doctrine.
他们其实也是很厉害哦，也是会有很快就能够跟着他的学的，跟着这样一类的，像那个。像人哈，跟着这类的，就跟这类的人来修学的，好像他能教你什么，好像有一点受用，很快，那很快的。其实呢，他不是真正的，也从不是真的，我们真的佛法讲是调你的心，把你的心净化提升，而是从外境，从事项上，去你得到一些的什么好处啊？得到一些好处呢？其实师父讲说，其实这是违背因果，违背因缘，这是一种挖入苦疮啊。
So for those people, they may actually have some sort of expertise in practice, and for people that follow these kind of teachers, they may be able to gain some sort of experience really quickly, to attain some sort of external benefit. But these are all at the phenomenal level. It's superficial. Unlike proper Buddha Dharma, which teaches you how to transform your mind, their attainment is external and temporary. It's as if you are taking your flesh from one place and patch up another wound. It's not lasting. It won't last.
像这样这一类这样的修行呢，这个是，我们他刚好跟我们相反，这个越修呢，这个自我中心越执着哈，这个我慢心越强，那个这个基本上呢，我们说我慢的自我中心越强呢，是离智慧越远。
So for those people who practice this way, it's different than people who practice proper Buddha Dharma, where the longer they practice, they're even more self-centered. And as we have learned, the more self-centered you are, the further away you are from true wisdom. So that's also another kind of false doctrine.
好，这是第一个首，这首诵讲完，这个时间差不多了，看到不像，不像诵的。
So I think we're running out of time again. We only covered the first four lines so far.
我看我像诵哦，就代表讲第一个诵就好了。现在应该讲第二章了，不然你都整页课本可以看。
I think we have to skip the rest of the verse and move on to chapter two. Otherwise, because since the handout that you have is based on chapter two, maybe we should skip ahead and start.Talking about chapter two.
Do you agree?
Anyone who disagree?
因为你们手上都没有本子啊，但是那意思，反正法师讲就好了，就是这样子。但是刚才以上讲的，他听得懂吗？嗯。会不会用
？So what I talked earlier, do you have some? Do you understand? Are you able to apply it in your daily life?
你对自己了解，刚刚讲听到的道理，可以对自己更清楚吗？你是哪一种呢？你是这光是会说，光说不行，是不是？或是你是光默默做，有我们念菩萨就默默做，但是他没有这个方向嘛，不是很清楚，方向不是很清楚。
So I have explained the two different kind of false practice, where one overemphasizes wisdom and the other one overemphasizes method and practice. Are you able to diagnose yourself and see which camp you fall into? There are some of you who just like to listen to teaching but not able to practice it. Yes, some of you who are able to practice quietly but you lack a really clear sense of direction in your practice. Do you know which category you fall into?
这个烘，这个无相送礼品，烘过，刚才讲过，刚才前面第一个手送嘛，这所主要是讲佛法，的那种基本的宗旨哈，教学宗旨。但后面几首呢，他在讲修行的方法，其实我个人觉得它非常好哈，所以我还是可以用十分钟时间讲，反正是剩下十分钟，就讲一下我希望大家能够，对这几段方面呢，若见他人非，若真修道人，不见时间过，这个非常非常好重要。若真修道人，不见时间过，若见他人非，自非去自走，他非我不非，我非自有过。但自却非心打除烦恼过啊，太好了，太好了，大家把它背起来。
Since we only have 10 minutes left, let me actually go back to chapter 1, verse of No Life, and point out a few other points that I find to be extremely helpful. So again, the first four lines that we talked about earlier were about the goal, the objective of your practicing Buddhism. And then the next part is...
若真修道人，不见世间过，一直到打除烦恼过。
So the ones that I would like to point out and emphasize, again, the English speakers, you don't have the text. So it goes like this. If you truly walk the way, you are blind to the fault of the world. If you attend to others' faults, your fault finding itself is wrong. Others' fault I do not treat as wrong. My faults are my own transgressions. Simply cast out the mind that finds fault. Once cast away, troubles are gone.
好，你们有没有开悟啊？
So these lines are really, really good, and you should try to memorize it if you can. So have you attained enlightenment yet?
有没有？听得懂吗？这两位是一方众，这两位讲三，还三位哈。再看英文，比中文更好写，更简单，更明显呢。哦，英文比你们都听得懂英文的中国人，那你们马上应该也要开悟了，很明白了，很明白。
So the English translation is actually easier to understand than the traditional Chinese classical language. So for those that listen to English, are you enlightened yet?
我是修道人，看，我们是修道人吗？因为我们是修道人。
So are we practitioners?
还没到达，还没到。
我们是修道人，我们在问什么？老是看时间过。
If you are truly practitioners and cultivators, as you said you are, why is it that we are constantly picking other people's faults?
老是看到人家不对啊。
If you keep looking at other people's fault, you know, how do we call ourselves practitioners?
所以这个六祖是错，我们自己是这样子，我们自己看人家不对，我们就错。但是啊，是非确实走，看人家不对，你就是不对，你就是你错。
And that's why the six patriarchs said your fault finding itself is wrong, and so seeing other people's fault is actually my own transgression.
我们要哈，他非我不非。
So what we should strive for is that other people may be at fault, but we don't make this kind of transgressions. We don't look for their faults.
我们就去把别人的非，他被别人的是非、别人的错误呢，变成我的非。那我非，结果怎么样？他就又是这样的，我非自有过。就是你把这个是非、这个善恶好坏呢，你在你心田里面，这个你的业识里面，就是种下了这个种子。你是不是你过错啊？你将来就得恶，你将来就可能得恶果。
So if you attend to other people's fault and look for their faults, it's actually planting a seed into your consciousness, which may come to fruition in the future. So it becomes your own transgression.
所以他六祖叫我们要但自却非心，却就是去除，把这种看外境的、看他人，让我们这种我们分别、我们这种分别执着的心呢，要把它去掉，但是自却非心。
So that's why the six patriarchs tells us to simply cast out the mind that finds fault. Once cast away, troubles are gone. So we're trying to cast away this mind that makes differentiations. And once we're able to do that, all the troubles will be gone.
常自净己过，与道即相当。自见即过，与道即相当。反而相反，我们不看外面的是非善恶，看到自己的错误，看到自己的短处，这样子呢，我们就在修道了。大家了解吗？常自见即过，与道即相当，这是非常重要。所以我虽然时间不够，我还是尽量讲一下，让大家提醒大家哈。我想这个是很浅显的道理，是很浅显的，有没有同意浅显吗？但是很浅显的，三岁小孩知道。
But if you're able to actually contemplate and look within and find your own fault, then you will actually be in accordance with proper Dharma. This kind of principle is quite simple on the surface, right? Even 3-year-olds knows how it should work, but oftentimes even 80-year-old elderly people are not able to practice in their everyday life.
我们的眼睛呢，眼根呢，其实应该是让我们看听闻经教。眼根、耳根，其实我们要看我们六根要怎么去运用哦。我们是六根怎么运用呢？它就是真上法，真上缘。我们被六根所转呢，我们就是它就是六贼，就是贼呀，就是把我们的功德法财倒尽了。
We should really use our six faculties, the eyes, the ears, to help us practice and not look for other people's fault. If we're able to use it well, then it becomes a tool that we can use to learn Buddha Dharma. On the other hand, if we are turned by the six faculties, the six senses, and not use it well to learn Buddha Dharma, then it becomes like the six bandits.
That's robbing us.
So are we able to look within ourselves and see what are some of our thought patterns, what kind of fixations we have? Or are we using our mind and constantly seeking outward, paying attention to the six objects, to pay attention to the form, the scent, the feel, etc.? Are you able to look within?
这个很重要哦，我想要让你自己先静下来，看看什么念头在浮动，什么的念头常常浮起来，也可以知道自己有没有功。
If you are constantly attending to the external objects, and those are merely just like dust, that's vexations. But on the other hand, if you're able to turn inward and observe your own thought patterns, then it will show you a way of practice. It will teach you about your own ways of thinking, your patterns, and guide you in your own practice.
常常要让你的心能够清净，能够像一面这个就六那个神秀，那个这个弟子神秀讲的，然后一面镜子，常常让他心能安定，这是很重要。比较，但是我们常常就被外面的六尘呢干扰，我们心能常常浮动。
So it's really important to purify and settle your mind, just like Master Shen Xiu. Had said earlier in chapter 1 where you need to clear away all the dust and to let your self-nature reveal itself. But oftentimes we tend to focus on external objects and neglect our own mind.
我们先不要讲的时候，不要跳到本来无意中我们住的生态，不要跳这么高。
So, you know, in comparison, the verse that was spoken by Master Hui Nan, originally there's not a single thing where it can dust alight. That level may be a little bit too high for us to attain. So at least we can focus on the verse spoken by Master Shen Xiu, where we should time and again brush the mirror clean and don't let any dust settle on the mirror.
或者我们就会像谭晶讲的，我们就要落入波波度一尘，到头还自傲。
Otherwise, if we don't do that, then we will actually indeed fall into the trap that's pointed out by the verse where you. So you will just look through your life like you're riding the waves, and at the end of it, still not reaching any true understanding, and you're left with your own vexation.
波波是在讲什么啊？波波其实就是讲叫我们心啊，像波浪，就是这样起起伏伏的上上下下，就是那种心非常的忙碌。波不是讲成形体哈，虽然是形体，身体可能奔波，但是你心还是可以静的。大家了解吗？你心还可以像心要像波平，像水风，没有风的时候，水面非常平静，可以做得到。
So what do these waves? What are they talking about? It's not talking about your physical movement. It's talking about the movement of your mind, where we are really busy attending to this and that, and not able to settle down. But if you apply the method, you will be able to. Even your physical body is moving around, attending to daily business. You will still be able to have a settled mind.
叫你看三个嘴交代的，大家知道了解吗？怎么样让自己心安静下来？就是把别人的事情呢，你不要拿在你身上，你要看一样讲一样。你看，你心就这样有个印象，我告诉你又在讲，又在重复的，又在熏，不断的熏你的心情、你的心事，不断的染污，去染污你的心结。
So based on this, are you able to know some techniques of how to calm your mind? For instance, you should not attend to other people's business or whatever they do, and pay attention inward. Otherwise, if you constantly seek external stimulation and looking at other people's behavior, it's, you're repeating what other people are doing wrong and letting it sink deeper into your consciousness.
这个他们这个非他这个他们眼光光外面的人我把扩张更开眼了他是外境的界人事物都要把它看见他了解我是只有这个某某不是啊某某人不是啊不是就是这么狭隘真的了解道理他扩张到一切的你的外面你的你对的外面一切的境界你都要把它放下
So we should detach ourselves from all these external phenomena. And I'm not only talking about people. Not only you should not find fault in volunteer X, volunteer Y, also it applies to all the external matters and phenomena. You should detach your mind from it and set it down.
好了，我像中奖完了。
We're done with the verse of no why.
大家怎么信？大家了解这道理吧？不用功了哈，但是就是有时候会做不到，是听得懂，但是有时候会忘记。所以大家常常会道场，常常大家共修啊，借大众力量来拉拔我们自己起来。
So are you able to understand some of the principles that's spoken in the verse of the No Mark? Perhaps you're able to understand some, but then it's easy for us to forget. And that's why we invite you to repeatedly come back to the center. And through the power, the strength of shared cultivation, you will be able to let these principles seep deeper into your mind.
其实我们早上哦，这讲佛法，今天我们今天讲是算是说这部分嘛哈、哦。那在我们下午呢，我也讲过，即使叫是习，叫是习的部分，其实我们无论是诵观、诵观、诵普门品、诵地藏经，还有诵大戒、大悲忏，都算是行门哈、哦，就是行门，就是可以说是要减轻病重，我们不要光说不行哈。哦
So in the morning, we learn about the teaching, so that's the speech part. And in the afternoon, all the different kind of activities that we do are related to the practice. So you're highly encouraged to attend both, so that we will be able to attain both understandings in the speech, the principles, as well as the actual experience.
因为如果说如果禅坐的话呢，对行门上来讲更是更接近哦，因为就是不断的回到方法，不断的回到方法。那我们的法会呢，可能还比较动态一点，对回到方法，不断回到方法，可能是比较不容易的。是说真实话。The
practice of meditation may be closest to it may will help you make practice more tangible. Versus other kinds of ceremonies, such as reciting Buddha's name, those tend to be a little bit more active. So doing those are great, but to apply methods of keep bringing your mind to the method may be slightly more challenging, but both are really good. Okay,
其实这样，其实弄下来，其实也能安定，这是个心门。So
when we recite the sutra, at the end of it, we usually recite the Buddha's name repeatedly for 10-20 minutes. And that's also a way to practice concentration and samadhi. And many of you who have attended these kind of activities have reported that it's really beneficial.
然后更好的时间更长一点，像我们这个月有成衣嘛。 还有残疾不知道，可是还有残疾，诸位要把握这因缘，就是两头并进，行解并重。And
it will be even more beneficial if you can attend such practice for longer periods of time. So for instance, this month we have one day meditation, and there are also meditation retreats that last even longer. And again, I will highly encourage you to attend these kind of activities because it will help you find a true balance in both your understanding and your practice. Now let us sign to merit transfer.
那是总进心念哦.
Again, let me remind you of the six patriarchs' words, purify your mind as we recite. We'll first recite the English version. May the virtuous merits adorn the door of life, the pure living of the universe. Upwardly we repay the four layers of gratitude. Upwardly we repay the sufferings of the destinies. May those who receive and hear the Dharma generate bodhi mind. Exhausting the society of retribution, may we be born in the land of twinkly lips.
功德庄严佛净土，上报四重恩，下济三途苦。若有见闻者，即发菩提心，尽此一报身，同生极乐国。请把那个经的放到中间。Please pass the liturgy to the middle.